was a man in our town.
He was a man of great renown,
and his name was William Brown.
He was a parson. Christmas week was drawing near. Father and mother were very poor, had no pudding nor meat in store for our Christmas dinner. I heard Pa telling Ma that we wasn't going to have a Christmas this year because we was too poor. That made me feel kind of sad, so I went out of the house singing, Merry Christmas we can't keep, got no shoes upon my feet, and we have no pudding and meat for our Christmas dinner. Little while later, I went back into the house and I heard Ma talking to Pa.
Henry, where'd you get that sheep? Why, isn't that the parson's big black sheep? Henry, you didn't.
But he sure did. And now that things were looking up a little bit, I went out of the house singing loud as I could. Merry Christmas we shall keep, now we've got some pudding and meat. Father stole the parson's sheep for our Christmas dinner.
Little boy, come over here. Would you mind singing that for me again?
Sure, Parson, be glad to. Merry Christmas we shall keep, now we've got some pudding and meat. Father stole the parson's sheep for our Christmas.
Why, now, I sure like the way you sing that. Listen, if I give you a shiny new pocket watch and half a crown, would you come down to my church next Sabbath and sing for the whole congregation?
Yes, sir.
You be there now.
So next Sunday, with my shiny new pocket watch in one hand and the half crown in the other, I walk down the aisle and the parson, he says,
Now listen here, everybody. I want you to listen to the song this little boy sings, because every word is the gospel truth.
Then I takes a big breath and I begins to sing. As I went walking out one day, I met the parson dressed so gay. He and Miss Molly was making hay. Step right up and kissed her.
That's a lie. No, that's a lie.
Everybody just laughed, so I went running back up the aisle singing, How I cheated Parson Brown out of a watch and half a crown, telling everyone around how he kissed Miss Molly. Gee, you know, it sure was a swell Christmas dinner that year.